AquarianRadio.com.
Aloha, this is Enki. You know me as Aquarius, and this is our age, the Satayuga. Time to celebrate with us. We have programs on all chakra tantra, love styles and relationship choices, counseling strategies and techniques that you can use at home. We have extraterrestrial radio where we deal with alienology, paranormal people, and we have an experiencers network. We have a section called Ancient Aliens, and the programs therein are Enki Speaks, Nimma, the Mother of Humanity, has her program, and we revise ancient anthropology. And most important of all, we have peace paradigms, because this is the age of peace. Harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding, no more falsehoods or derisions, golden living dreams of visions, mystic crystal revelations, and the mind's true liberation.
I'm Nimma, an extraterrestrial from the planet Nibiru, mother goddess and creator of humanity. I came here 400,000 years ago. I designed human hybrids, blended the right combination of Homo erectus and the genes of my Anunnaki brother Enki, which I mixed in a clay vessel on the earth. I carried this fetus in my womb, gave birth to the first human being. You all carry my mitochondrial DNA. You are all my children. I love you all. I have messages for you to civilize your civilization, create a partnership society, balance masculine and feminine, and bring you forth into this golden age of Aquarius.
And here are your hosts, Janet and Dr. Sasha Lesson.
Namaste. I am Nimma. I am here to talk to you about cosmic creation, existence, realms, and reality. Nikola Tesla discovered or was told by extraterrestrials about scalar wave technology. Our government developed that technology into HARP, using scalar waves. Waves are real, measurable. Many things not seen are real. Vision is not the litmus test for reality. We now understand more about how waves work. Waves carry signals, information, and energy. We have radio, television, cell phones, wireless communications everywhere. Mind control is invisible, operates on waves. Waves can be beamed full of information, which are programs, into the minds of individuals. Thus can they be controlled, unaware that their thoughts are being manipulated from outside means. When we focus our intentions, pray, meditate, sing, things like mantras and spiritual songs, imagine, we create scalar waves with our thoughts. We beam our thoughts, transmit them. We transmit them to God or the sick person dying in the hospital. Our thoughts reach into the fourth dimension of time and space and the morphogenic field. Others hear us, feel us, respond, react consciously, unconsciously, across the continuum from man to God to source. That's why thoughts are extremely powerful and thoughts manifest reality. God, the being, can sense, hear, feel our prayers and respond. Communication with God, who is a being in ancient times, he was a being, he was and is real. That's what telepathy is, fourth dimension awareness. Source doesn't need to communicate via lower density systems. Source, oneness, is always aware of all communication in all places at all times. It is only lower density vibratory beings that need to communicate through technology or telepathy, sorry. I am human, and I am Nimma. I am all of the above. Some are more aware of their telepathic abilities than others. We all have abilities. We all exist in third and fourth dimensions. We dream and navigate between realms automatically when in the dream state. We spend our lives traveling between dimensions. Dreaming in the time we spend there exploring other realms, dimensions, realities is a part of life. Some become conscious and learn how to travel with awareness, focus, and intention. Dreams become lucid, and a dreamer learns how to interact with others in all elements of the dream. They sometimes become the director and control the actions in the dream. Some learn to consciously astrally project. Some leave their body at will. Others learn to develop awareness that they're out of body, even though they consciously didn't will it or intend the exit. Some remember parts of their etheric travel as dreams and decipher it later, filtered through the conscious mind. Some of them are aware dreams are real, and others dismiss dreams and miss the message importance of the experience completely. We humans all go out of body all the time, aware or not. Daydreams are even more powerful than sleeping dreams, more often than not. So pay attention to dreams, and you become aware of existence beyond five senses reality. Dreams, both night and day, dreams, thoughts, prayer, intention, ideas, all operate on an ability to travel between dimensions. We are all multidimensional beings. I'm going to say that again. We are all multidimensional beings. We exist simultaneously on all levels, all the way home to Source, God, Oneness, Universal Consciousness. However you symbol it, we are all one. Those with greater awareness can control the continuum by thought, intention, focus, projected into third-dimensional physicality. Thoughts manifest into physical form, projected into being via scalar waves. Technology driven by mind is very scientific when logic works its mind around the concept. It's magical and scientific all at once. For once understood, the idea moves from mystic into reality, takes form via thought when mind comprehends. Remember always that thoughts are deeds. Beings who are non-physical feed on non-physical food. Energy is their food. These negative beings in fourth, fifth dimensions feed on negative emotions generated by third dimensional beings. They evoke these food sources from us by creating hardships like war, violence, disease, death, drama. They feed on our pain, sadness, fear. We're cattle to them. We're sheep, pigs, chickens, turkeys, food. We're just food to them. They keep us alive so that they may feed. They suck. They are the mythical vampires. They are draconian because they have no regard for us. We are just their animals. They eventually kill us when we've outworn our use individually. So individually we age and die. But we are moved to breed while we're young and alive like animals, unconscious, so we might continue our species as their food source. We are unconscious, unaware, so easily emotionally stimulated and provoked. We willingly comply. Unconscious conception perpetuates abuse. We prove ourselves to be animals by continuing to remain like they want us, unconscious of the game, which is controlled multidimensionally by our puppet masters. We die and travel interdimensionally to another level. Some remain in the bardo, confused, unaware that they're even dead, at least for a while. Others travel to realms beyond and become conscious of the game that they've just participated in. Most remain in this time loop and voluntarily continue as food. Some come hoping that they'll wake up in the dream and can affect this dream, make it better, break the spell that holds us all hostage in this perverted paradigm. Many are now waking up, becoming aware and they thus conceive consciously. That's a start, conscious conception. Choose rather than perpetuate victim by creating children by accident or for the wrong reasons, to serve self rather than the child or humanity. Conscious or semi-conscious, embrace tantra, shamanism, meditation, yoga, and learn how to consciously soul travel and experience dimensions while incarnated in human form to better understand the nature of the totality of existence. Those who do so learn to understand that we simultaneously exist on all levels in all dimensions. We are complex beings. All are part of God's source itself and can send energy everywhere. When enough of us understand and become conscious, we create a new belief system which rides on scalar waves to all existence, affects all through the grid of our group mind called the morphogenic field. Beware, be aware of all thoughts, for what you focus on forward creates reality for all of us through this process, the scalar waves, which are real, penetrating from fourth dimension back into this level, third dimensional physicality. Pray, meditate, focus on love, light, and goodness for all beings. We are extremely powerful beings, thus all this focus by the Illuminati on mind controlling us through religion, politics, and terrorism. Conscious aware, we choose service to others beyond self and realize, internalize, that giving and receiving are the same. What we send out to the universe, to our loved ones, family, friends, neighbors, countrymen, and countrywomen, to our world, what we do, really, we do get back tenfold or hundredfold because of the law of physics, thoughts equal waves equal form, that creates reality, literally forms our world. Comprehend, and magic becomes science. Religion understood becomes spiritual, moves from the magical to scientific to form. Thoughts are deeds. The law of attraction is the same as gravity, invisible, but every bit is concrete, real reality. We create a new world of love for all life. Civilized civilization dawns. Greet and meet our new dawn. Embrace the new sun, the sun. Remember, we're all one. All is one. It is done. We have begun a new reborn. Thanks for joining us today on Aquarian Radio. We broadcast daily and are scheduled on AquarianRadio.com. Listen live by calling 646-649-0. come to Stargate Cosmos, an intimate conference June 7th, 8th, and 9th, 2013, in Las Vegas. Transport yourself to new realities of the Stargate Cosmos, where you meet and talk one-to-one to speakers and some of your intellectual peers. We focus on expanding your consciousness, connecting with your soul group, ancient aliens, extraterrestrial and interdimensional contacts.
Dan and Lisa Romanek, Neil Freer, Michael Tellinger, Janet Kuralesson and Dr. Sasha Lesson, Laura Eisenhower and Dr. Dream, Marcia and Ralph Ring, Brett Luter, Kim Carlsberg, Joanne Richards, Gordon James and Janet Giamotto, Sean David Morton, Robert Potter, and special mystery guests share the latest revelations.
Call 808-244-4103. Register at StargateToTheCosmos.com and teleport to tomorrow. Thanks for joining us today on Aquarian Radio. We broadcast daily and our schedule on AquarianRadio.com. Listen live by calling 646-649-0893, or you can listen live by calling 646-649-0893. Or listen to our archives on AquarianRadio.com. Join us again soon when you tell your friends the age of Aquarius and the paradigm of peace is age.
Aloha, this is Enki. You know me as Aquarius, and this is our age, the Satayuga. Time to celebrate with us. We have programs on all chakra tantra, love styles and relationship choices, counseling strategies and techniques that you can use at home. We have extraterrestrial radio, where we deal with alienology, paranormal people, and we have an experiences network. We have a section called Ancient Aliens, and the programs therein are Enki Speaks, Nimma, the Mother of Humanity, has her program, and we revise ancient anthropology. And most important of all, we have peace paradigms, because this is the age of peace. Harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding, no more falsehoods or derisions, golden living dreams of visions, mystic crystal revelations, and the mind's true liberation.
And this has been another episode here at AquarianRadio.com.
AquarianRadio.com.
No more bombs, no more bombs, no more bombs, no more bombs.